Techonomics on KGO 810. More and more companies are polishing their images through corporate social responsibility. That's when their intentions are more ethics-based rather than revenue-based. The executive director of the Marcullis Center for Applied Ethics at Santa Clara University speaks this week with host Jason Middleton, next on Techonomics.
Hello and welcome back for our chat about business ethics. Companies can better survive PR nightmares if they've spent the time leading up to that crisis building goodwill among the public and its customers. Applying ethics to day-to-day operations is critical for building that goodwill. Case in point, when you hear about an exec at Uber behaving badly, you don't exactly feel shocked, right? And it's not just Uber, of course. All of Silicon Valley is on notice for our ethical thought leader.
Unfortunately, at times their companies come across as more rapacious and aggressively insensitive to ethics.
Ouch, right? Here's our chat with Dr. Kirk Hansen. He's the executive director of the Marcullis Center for Applied Ethics at Santa Clara University. Dr. Hansen, I'm cognizant of your time, but I have just two more quick questions. And one of them is a little esoteric because there's a general agita out there in, let's say, the labor market, the coming on of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and robots. And I'm wondering, can applied ethics play a role for corporations moving forward as we displace our human labor?
Well, I think applied ethics, and by the way, applied ethics simply means ethics in our day-to-day lives. Some ethics is very philosophical and theoretical, but we use the term applied ethics for the Marcullis Center at Santa Clara because we want to deal with practical day-to-day decisions. So applied ethics can ask questions like, what is the obligation of a company when it is using robots to replace employees who formerly worked there? Mm-hmm. With the, for example, the Carrier plant in Indiana that at the beginning of the President Trump administration promised to retain 800 employees in the United States, which was great that they retained 800 employees. But the last line of their press release said, of course, these 800 jobs will likely be lost to robots over the next months and years. Mm-hmm. And so that's a reality of what is the responsibility of the business. If some people would argue not to use maximum number of robots, but to keep more human labor. I think it's inevitable that we're going to have robots and use artificial intelligence. But when we do that, I think the individual business has a responsibility to help those employees adjust, find their next job, get the retraining that they need to. And I think that same ethical obligation, applied ethics obligation, applies to the country. We're not going to bring back coal mining in West Virginia, but we better pay a lot of attention as a country to the welfare of those miners. We're not going to save every manufacturing job in the United States, but I think we have not exercised our ethical responsibilities to help those people adjust to the new economy. I think that's one of the reasons President Trump was elected, was that sense that the country's ethical failing around attention to those that are disadvantaged by where the economy's going and how robots are going to replace so many jobs.
I wonder if we haven't drifted into an oranges and apples, and maybe you can help me clarify, or maybe you could clarify for me, is government ethics and corporate ethics separate? Because if we're talking about a societal shift in the labor market, and you mentioned President Trump's, the Carrier plant, so who could take the lead on this? Should it be government? Should it be corporations? Should it be both? Given that we're such a capitalist society, I'm guessing a hand-in-hand arrangement is the best way forward.
Yeah, you can expect of companies some help for those employees. You can't expect them to guarantee employment for life. Mm-hmm. You can't expect the companies to take sole responsibility. But those companies had better be part of the solution by pressing for government policies, retraining programs, and the development of other kinds of employment. The infrastructure plan has the potential for employing, you know, many thousands and even hundreds of thousands of employees that have been displaced from elsewhere. But long term, we've got a very serious problem around the application of artificial intelligence to our economy. Some economists say that we're never going to be able to reposition all of those people in new kinds of jobs, and therefore we've got to think about income support for a large percentage of our population that won't be employed, and that's something we simply have to take as an ethical obligation as a society.
a wonderful point. Dr. Hansen, my last question is, it comes right out of my research for this interview because I read one of your stories. I read several, actually, and saw some YouTube videos, too. Mm-hmm. But there was one that stood out that I really want to ask you about, and because it was tagged with the keywords compassion, Dalai Lama,
yes.
Facebook, Google, Silicon Valley. Now, that is a great article. That's a touchstone article. I'm wondering, when did you write that, and what were the circumstances, and what were your takeaways?
Well, I suspect that this was when the Dalai Lama was here at Santa Clara. The Dalai Lama, I've gotten to know he and a number of members of his entourage, and we were able to arrange his visit to Santa Clara deliberately to try to meet with Silicon Valley leaders. And so we had a large public gathering, and then we had a gathering for about 400 Silicon Valley leaders. And there was a dialogue. We had a couple of CEOs on stage, and we also focused the discussion, because the Dalai Lama is interested in compassion, and ask questions about, is there room for compassion in capitalism? Is there room for compassion in Silicon Valley businesses? And I'd have to say the jury's still out about whether we can achieve that. But I believe personally that the concept of compassion, which is both feeling concern for those who are disadvantaged in society, but compassion also has the element of taking some action to address that problem. And I think Silicon Valley is a can-do environment where there's a lot of creative thinking, and I hope that the concern over the long-term effects of artificial intelligence, the ethical questions around gene editing, and so on that are coming up in the Valley will indeed be addressed aggressively by Silicon Valley because of a sense of compassion for those who are going to be both advantaged and disadvantaged by those developments.
I can't let it go. I have a quick follow-up then, because coming off of that, Google's parent company became Alphabet, but it also dropped the "Don't Be Evil" motto, and it just makes me want to ask you, are you seeing somebody leading the way when it comes to compassion and ethics in Silicon Valley? Is there a company that we can look to for a best practice?
The problem in Silicon Valley, in my view, is that we have thought of our companies not so much as long-term institutions as investment options. And so startups are created in order to go IPO or in order to sell them to a larger company. We haven't thought about building institutions that have a long-term role in society, have extensive corporate social responsibility, and so on. Where we tend in Silicon Valley to have a huge expression of social concern and social responsibility is by individuals who have made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. We have a generation of really exemplary philanthropists who have contributed so much to the world, as well as to Silicon Valley. But they do it as individuals and not as companies. Unfortunately, at times, their companies come across as more rapacious and aggressively insensitive to ethics than concerned day-to-day with ethical decision-making. I would hope both our institutions and our individuals demonstrate a sensitivity to ethical choice.
I hope you find resonance with your message, Dr. Hansen, and thank you for your time this morning. Much obliged.
Thank you very much, Jason.
That chat was part two of two with Kirk Hansen. Dr. Hansen has been the executive director of the Markola Center for Applied Ethics for 15 years at Santa Clara University. A pioneer in the field of business ethics, Hansen taught in the Graduate School of Business at Stanford, where he is now an emeritus faculty member. You can check out the first part of this interview on our podcast page. Just go to kgoradio.com/techonomics, or you can look for it on Audioboom, iTunes, and Stitcher. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.